Hello.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon, sir. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Will you happen to have a few minutes to help us out with the survey? Your opinion is very important.
What's it about?
Well, the survey is mainly about Republicans. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, what is your current official party over registration on file with the current county election? Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. Now, when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
Always.
Always, okay. Now, do you recognize the name Keith Gross?
No.
Okay. And let me ask you, how about Ron DeSantis?
Yes.
And is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Of DeSantis?
Yes. Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Favorable? Okay. What about Donald Trump?
He's perfect.
Okay. And what about Rick Scott? Is your opinion favorable or unfavorable towards him?
I don't like Rick Scott. Unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross or Rick Scott?
For what, John?
This is going to be for primary election for Florida U.S. Senate. Will you vote for Keith Gross or Rick Scott?
Is Gross a Republican?
Yes.
I'd probably vote for him.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as a Florida U.S. Senator?
Not particularly. I didn't approve of him when he was governor.
Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
It's an honorable intention, but there ain't nobody reduced any spending.
Okay, so will you say you approve or disapprove?
I would say I would disapprove of the whole dang bunch of them right now.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Not particularly, no. They rob out of it constantly.
Okay. Now, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Now, despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and poor economics, Republican Senate candidates and many key states lost races, most tough they would have won. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him, or it doesn't have an effect on your vote?
It's not going to affect how I vote for him because I ain't voting for him.
Okay. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Gross.
Okay. Now, what is your age? Is it 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 and up?
64.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your race or your ethnicity? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino,
white
Asian,
male.
Or other?
White male.
White male.
Okay.
Now, do you consider yourself to be Cuban-American, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male, okay. That was the last question on my survey today. I want to thank you so much for taking your time and helping me out. It means a lot to me and the company. Have yourself a great day and a great weekend, sir.
You too, brother.
Bye-bye.